This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock Podcast. My name is Nishant and I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that moved markets on Tuesday, that's June 2nd. Domestic market benchmarks ended in the green for the fifth consecutive session on June 2nd, tracking positive Asian peers, while the optimism around the resumption of economic activities and government's commitment to reforms to strengthen the economy underpinned market sentiment. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about getting growth back while speaking at the Confederation of Indian Industries Annual Session 2020 on June 2nd, where he inaugurated the industry body's Annual Session 2020 on the occasion of its 125th year. Modi reiterated that strengthening the economy was one of the top priorities alongside fighting coronavirus. Coronavirus may have slowed economy, but India will get its growth back, he said. The market continued to trade higher even as a day ago, Moody's Investor Service downgraded India's rating to BAA3 and maintained the negative outlook. Sensex finished with a gain of 522 points or 1.57% at 33,825, while Nifty ended 153 points or 1.56% higher at 9,979. In sync with the benchmarks, BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices closed with healthy gains of 1.20% and 1.83% respectively. The overall market capitalization of BSE-listed firms rose to Rs. 131.91 lakh crore on June 2nd against 130.2 lakh crore on June 1st, making investors richer by Rs. 1.7 lakh crore in a single day. Top Nifty gainers were Bajaj Finserv, Zee Entertainment and Bajaj Finance, which rose between 8 to 9.5%. Top Nifty losers were Coal India, Maruti Suzuki and BPCL, which fell between 1 to 3%. Ajit Mishra, Vice President of Research at Religare Broking, said we may see some consolidation or profit booking ahead, as there is a crucial hurdle around 10,050 zone. However, the buoyancy in banking would help the index maintain a positive tone. He advised focusing on stock selection. Now let's take a look at stocks and sectors that moved market. Barring BSE FMCG index, which fell 0.54%, all sectoral indices ended in the green. With a gain of 4.57%, BSE Realty emerged as the top gainer, followed by BSE Bankex and Finance indices, which rose 3.25% and 3.12% respectively. BSE Consumer Durables and Utilities rose over 2% each. Volume spike of over 300% was seen in Mindtree and Mother Sun Sumi. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in HDFC Life, Godrej Properties and Max Financial Services. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Vodafone Idea, Bajaj Finserv, Zee Entertainment, Bajaj Finance and Bandhan Bank. Short build-up was seen in stocks such as HDFC Life, Coal India, United Spirits, Max Financial Services and Divi's Laboratories. Over 480 stocks including Lemon Tree Hotels, Sadbhav Engineering, KPIT Technologies, Quest Corp, Sobha and Raymond hit their upper circuits on BSE. Now let's take a look at stocks in the news. Tata Motors share price rose nearly 8% after the company resumed operations at all its plant. The company in a statement said that it has resumed operations in all plants along with the Jamshedpur plant, also getting approval on May 27, 2020. Shares of Strides Pharma Science climbed 2.5% after getting approval from the US health regulator for its skin ointment. Tata Power Company share price jumped over 7% after the company completed the acquisition of a 51% stake in TP Central Odisha Distribution Limited for Rs. 178.5 crore. Shares of Voltas gained over 3% as most brokerages remained positive on the stock but cut their full-year earnings estimates due to nationwide lockdown started on March 25th to control the spread of COVID-19. NCC share price jumped 6% after Aditya Birla Sun Life Insurance Company bought 40 lakh shares at Rs. 25.92 per share on NSE. Now let's take a look at what technical charts are saying about the market. Apart from initial volatility, Nifty remained strong throughout the session to close near the psychologically important 10,000 mark, following the gradual opening up of the economy and the government's commitment towards more reforms to strengthen the economy. The index formed a long bullish candle on daily charts as closing was higher than opening levels, which moved into a new swing high of 9,995 levels. As per Nagaraj Shetty, technical research analyst at HDFC Securities, Nifty is currently placed at the crucial overhead resistance of 10,000 levels. Previously, the index had reversed its trend decisively on the upside from this level in March and November 2018. Hence, Shetty believes Nifty sustaining above 10,000 mark is going to be crucial for further upside. He said the short-term trend of Nifty continues to be positive. A sustainable move above 10,000 mark is expected to pull the market towards the next upside region of 10,500 in the next 1 to 2 weeks. He added that if Nifty fails to move above 10,000 levels, it may trigger downward correction from the highs. Immediate support is placed at 9,865. Well, that's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com to get latest news and sharp analysis on markets, economy and much more. Thank you for listening.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.